something which is 1969 or 68, I can't figure out exactly. And it is a thing called Gesher, put out by SLY a long time ago. Interesting names on the editorial board over here. But in the last, next to the last article is by Rabbi Rakefet, called The Divorce in Cleves, 1766. Unbelievable. He has on this over 20 pages about this story. Fascinating. I think everyone should look at it. If you have a chance, I'll leave it here. But one thing I learned, which I never knew. This I never knew. I knew it, I forgot it. Listen to this. This woman, remember we had all this, all the Gedolei Hadar said of the Geretz Kosher. I'm reading you from Rabbi Rothkopf's last paragraph, last piece. In the course of the dispute, Leah, the Kali was Leah, had agreed to follow the decision of Rabbi Avram Abush and the Frankfurt court, despite the many authorities who validated her divorce. She accepted the instruction of Rabbi Abush in accordance with the Adar 3, 1768 announcement of the Frankfurt Medical Court, which ended by stating, many blessings will occur to Leah if she will fulfill the decision of our courts. Even if all the rabbis in the world were permitted to remarry, she should still not do so until the Arbezin of Frankfurt permits the remarriage. Where does he get this from? There's a book called Tiferes Avram, a biography of the Arbezin of Frankfurt, of Avram Abush. His biography. Okay? This is the last page. During this period, Isaac Newberg, that's the name of the chassid in this case, returned to Germany. Sometime later, listen to this, you're not going to believe this. Sometime later, ever listen carefully to this? Sometime later, the dispute ended in a manner that was as unexpected as it was anticlimactic. Listen to this now. The young couple remarried. This I never knew. Can you imagine? The whole rabbinical world was in such an incredible dispute. There was such, you know, such in effect insults back and forth amongst the rabbonim, which, as Rabbi Rakefet points out, it was still Rothkopf then, I think. Rabbi Rothkopf. Okay. It was still a Shir Rebbe and MTA at the time. It goes back a while. Okay? So, in discussing back and forth, if they're the get, for the get, against the get, so he writes somewhere how it was not exactly a Kiddush Shem Shamayim back at the, here we go. The controversy was not discussed throughout the Jewish world, and with continued accusation and denunciations, the prestige of the rabbinate was greatly depreciated. And what at the end of it? They remarried! Now he's really a shaitan. See, Rabbi Avraham was right. He remarried her. Okay? Well, listen to this now. In accordance with Rabbi Avraham Avraham's opinion, no blessings were recited during the marriage ceremony, as the couple was still technically wed since their original marriage. Because the elder was a shaitan, so he couldn't divorce us. They were never divorced, so there was no need to remarry. Isn't it amazing? Following this opinion, instead of their customary statement, Isaac said to Leah, you are still betrothed to me in accordance to the laws of Moses in Israel. According to the same of Tiferes Avram. This, I always thought that there was, you know, I never knew at the end, because I told you that in the note of Yehuda says, in his tshuva about the get me clean. You think this is a problem. The get me vino is much bigger problem. And the people who we discussed this week, people who oppose it were much greater. The Levush and the Maharam Lublin, two of the Gedolei Hador, and we shall see later, many Gedolei even in subsequent generations felt that the Maharam Lublin might be right. We'll discuss it at length. It's very important. Nonetheless, as I read to you last time, she was Nisus Le'echad Migdolei Hador, or Chashuvei Hador, this woman, in the case of the Get Mivina, Kabachomer, says the Maharsha. Says Nabi Yudah. And there, because how did it happen? Because the Maharsha convened the Vad Arbarotus, and all the Gedolei Yisrael came out against the Maharsha. Who are they? The Sma, who wrote the original Get, Sma, the Mirasanan, the Prisha, the Talmud Rabbi wrote the original Get, the Maharsha himself, not a bad name, the Bach, we'll see in the Maharsha comments, the Bach, tells the story, his son-in-law, the Taz, the names which are engraved in our memories for all time, Then it's the Masas Binyamin, whom you may not know, also one of the Gedolim's brothers, Sarah Joseph, and our Ramah's brother-in-law. Gedolim Olam came out and said, listen, we outvote you. Even though you have the Maram, you have the Lulushas and Ali, we still outvote you. But this is the Chamin Gedolim Ador. How much more so, it's permissible for this woman, Leah, to marry when she pleases. But she didn't. She was a very devout woman. And even though everyone said it was Mutter, she listened to the resident Frankfurt. And they gave her many, they promised her many blessings. She had the biggest blessing in the world. Her first husband decided to marry her. Now what happened after that? Did they live happily ever after? Were they blessed with the family? This I can't answer. I don't think the history books go that far. You know, this is not exactly the most normal and stable guy originally. But what happened to their marriage afterwards, not even any movie for that. But this tidbit is to me a big shocker. And if I leave it here on the desk, those who want to borrow it, read it. It's very interesting reading. I recommend it. Okay, that's first point of today's business. Second point of today's business, I spoke to one of my rabbinical colleagues about the sugya of Shota. He says to me, yeah, he has a tshuva about Shota. He wrote a long tshuva. He had an actual case. And Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva back to be masking to him. This is Rabbi Landisman from Muncie. And I looked this up the tshuva right now. It's in the Rav Moshe's last chelet. It's called Me'at Machlas Redifa. Redifa means he thinks people are after him. There are people like that. They're after me. They're after me. So Moshe writes in the back of the tshuva. Yup. This is Shotel Dover Echad. This is what I wrote about in my original tshuva. The first chelek. This is the effect of getting me cleaves. This is a machlokas between the minority and the majority. And we pass the mitzvotah. She may be married. The get is a good get. It goes to a few little things there, intricacies. The guy thought intricate stories. So he thought he wasn't maybe he wasn't really Jewish, and he thought they were running after him. And he got other little points. The fundamental issue is that same issue again. Just you shouldn't think that these shadows are only from the from the 18th century. These are shadows in the 20th century as well. Okay, good, fine. We'll be discussing the Get Mivina, which is the 17th century, the early 17th century. That's when these Gedolim who came after the Ramo lived. And we'll be discussing that later in the week. But Mishnah tomorrow will be a whole new series of Ma'amar Chaimus. Someone wants to get a head start. We're going to be using the Gemara, Blat Gemara Rashi Tosis, some Ayin Beis, which is the Mishnah, until Ayin Gimel the Mishnah. That's if you want to get a head start. That's the first one I'm on tomorrow's lengthy list, which will last for a week also. I don't want to give it out today. Tomorrow, Evan will be here, Mr. Shev will be here, finish the sugya. We'll have a new Aschola, okay? But if you want to get a head start, that's the head start, because this intervening mission we learned already. The sugya of Omer Imru with the Mealy, which we spent time on. That's going to come up again today. Yeah, believe it or not, we're not at the Mealy Woods yet. Yeah, you'll see in a minute how. Okay, how's that? Let's take a look first in the Korban Asano, which is on the last Maramakoma sheet. We didn't get a chance to look at it yet. On the bottom of the Rosh. The Rosh is Simon Aleph. Very important Rosh and a very important Korban Asano. The Rosh says, here, by him it's Perek Shishi, you know, Mishachso. Alright? He says, this is the top of the second column, he quotes the Gemara. The Omari, the fourth line begins Omari. The Tzarech Lizor, B'Shchim Rosh, Yishtiva, Lizan Get. This probably read already last time about the person was very sick. What kind of status does he have? Is he a shoyter? Is he yoshin or something in between? So here he mentioned the word ksiva. Now in our Tosis it sounded like he needs to be of right mind, not only b'shas ksiva, but even b'shas what? Even Mishas Nesina. So the Korban Asana points it out. Kaki Girsa Rabbeinu B'Toysus. Ksivim. Chena Girsa Rasha B'Chidusha. The Gambag, the Hagos, Perek Beis, Mechus Gersh, and Shema Truma. Gamma Sma, Gamma Mordechai Baran. Who is Kiva Nesina. Umashat Tira B'Sofa Mesechus. The Seder Agesh, and Seder Rabbeinu Zal. Yizor HaSofa Shiyeh Choli Shofri Miyusha B'Dato. Mitchila Saksiva Saget. Ad Gmar Ne si na so tall sofru. But so plumar gmar ksi va so. Valosh of Machiach. Shaposa Yizora sofer. Be mazagabal and a sinam, you know, Havalana Yizora sofer va bal or Masada raget. The sofer's not there. Okay, Katan Beis Yosef Simakuf Kapal Shetosofu. Sure, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. You only have to worry about the Ksiva, nothing else. Abu Gir Satos Lefonenu, Shetzorach Lizosh, Iskata Ben Ksiva Linesina. Because of Beis Yosef, Vena Kavana, Kol Echad Shenichtav, Bodo Shofi, Viniskata, because of the Shtafa Venos Melchishi Shofu. That's no good. The Kemish Viniskata Ben Time, who postulates the simple reading of the Toysis, can't be. The Kolki Agav, the Mashali, the Kosher. How can that possibly be good? So he says in the next line, Toysis really means, it's hard to say this trap, but he says it. Kavanasam, Shim Achar Aksiva Niskalke El Dato, Venisonova, Beodo, Vekuko. Afal pisha nishtapa achakach lo amina di gloi milsa nishofi hoyek shinasan olam vatunva viyamu dinakte vaget koshem ala misafkulam shema shot lahoyu ba'oso asho havali sapim ugureshes ayin beis yosef de lo kemar asho sheniach tevi atoysis v'torachin. It's the Masha has to see. The Masha says he doesn't understand Toysis. How can Toysis say after be shofi b'dad or straight from the ksima to the nesina? You ever heard of anything? So some of the gears said ksiva ksiva, they never seen them. The Beis Yosef reinterpreted the Torah, they never meant it. But the Marsha took Torah and faced die. He says what he meant, and he meant what he said. That's what it sounds like. Bosh. That's Rashbo of Haran, Shetzorach Shibadat and Beshas Nesina. Can compost it on the Chabba Shulchan Aruch, if we're right from Rishalmi. Okay? When he was Rishalmi. But not Ben Tayyim. Siva and Nesina, but not Siva through Nesina. Big difference. And he says, "Al Sharash Bezal Kosa, Kashalid." I mean, I'm a kamam daf ayin gimel. Vomemayesh and ibaolam. The mashma shena rotz shochel can get el ragachman shubaolam. Vosorega yevshel ubotko. Again, according to Tosis in Iran, they work with an assumption which we questioned last week that someone is very sick when he becomes at the very end stages of his illness and he's not able to think. He's considered to be in the category of a shaita. We thought maybe not that way. A shaita has to have simoni shot. This guy's will call him like the equivalent of a pesi. He can't think straight. But doesn't mean not everyone who can't think straight is a shaita. Someone who sleeps also can't think straight. He's not a shaita. That's what we suggest. But up, and he says not that way. So that's the Rajba's kasha. For the ucha lahavin, my kashale, danan amdina date, shalom makwas eva megarsha, elakadin shalom tipo kamayova. He'd love to stay with as long as possible. In Cain, daitel is gash, but also shoshu od bechayov. The last possible moment. But if the rabbis will tell him, I'm sorry, sir, but if you're going to die of cancer, and it's going to be the last moment to already be in a semi-coma or something of this nature, and you will not be conscious, and you will be considered, according to these, you're shown to be a shaita, again, which we question, then it'll be too late to get valid at that point. I say, okay, let it be chal earlier, the last moment. That's what he means. So what does he mean then? In kein dato, this garish was a shol shol b'chayev, a dato tzilusa. Vaget chal b'osa shach rona shadayim bar siklo. If he sinks into, let's say, lapse into a coma. And there's always going to be a split second before he lapses into it. Whoever passes away, and most people, very rare, he'll just purchase like this, goes. He grips into a state of unconsciousness. That's almost everyone's like that. That's what he's saying. And someone dies, instant, heart attack, boom. But, yeah. So they don't say that the minute before he lapses into the unconscious state, which they consider to be the sound of a shoter, that's the last minute that he had in mind. What does the Rashba want? Yeah.
How can you can't know what that time is?
You never, and not a minute before you die, you know what that is?
Yeah, no.
You hear what Chaim is saying? Ooh, you're saying a teef of art. Ooh. Teef. You hear what he's saying? Maybe there's a possible reason why the Rashba didn't like this terrace. In other words, a minute before you died, that's what's called Omer Lizbara. We've already had that whole get pushed. We'll have to come back to it again. We'll be in the Ma'amar Kovas again tomorrow's list. That took in the Ayin Gimel, which is a continuation of Kopei. That we said that the get pushed claimed to be Paschal Halacha is not a problem of Brera. Why? Because Omer Lizbara, only Omer Lizbara, as the Chaim said, he's going to die. There'll be a split second when we know he dies, and the second before that will be determined from the Ma'afra to be the second before he died. But we know exactly when he dies. However, when he loses consciousness, nobody knows. How do you know exactly what that is? I'll answer you, Chaim. When he dies, you know. Also not 100% clear. In other words, the Rambam says, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, another poskim, when someone dies, it looks like he dies, you can't quickly bury him and, you know, out. You have to wait a certain amount of time. Maybe he's not really dead yet, maybe he's still a little bit breathing yet, maybe a little bit of heartbeat yet. Maybe, so you don't know exactly for that split second when he's going to die either, so they can say this is a second before that. Do you believe that that's accurate? I'll tell you a secret. Not only is time of death not accurate, time of birth is not accurate. Time of death usually doesn't make much of a difference except for a yahrzeit. When is yahrzeit? But time of birth is more important. When is that for? Not for, for what? For bris milah. You can't trust the time of birth. For a variety of reasons. A, how much of their birth is the same as our birth? And B, you look at my watch a few minutes later, my watch is fast that day. You can't trust me reading the death certificate as being exactly precise. Actually, it was an approximation. Right? And sometimes a person is found. And everyone is zeichel that someone's standing over him when he dies. It's a big schuss, but not everyone is zeichel lekach. Someone can be in the hospital, and you know the nurses are, you know, he's in the hospital, you know, in the hospital, resting. And they come in a few hours later, he's gone. They call the house, sorry, come, your father's gone, or whatever.
So we don't know
exactly the minute.
So what are we doing for your roots or stuff like that?
Might not come in, he got at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
No, it's a different day. Let's say you made an appointment in between,
A good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know.
We have to rely on something.
I can't answer the question. I don't know the answer. I'm saying, but your point is well taken, but on the other hand, it's a good counter to your point.
Does he want to explain the Rashba that when it means Shaskasim?
He's going against the Rashba. The Rashba has the Kashya, said, how can it be that what? That how is it possible to say that the second before death, if he's not conscious, that the get is going to be no good, which is what these Rishonim seem to be saying? How can that be? Right, Shaskasim, how can that be? How can that be? It has to be perfectly sane and cognizant until the very moment that the get is chal, which is the moment of the nesina. But if someone says meishni ba'olam, so the moment of the chal is the moment of the second before he died, in which case is usually not cognizant. So how's that going to be good? Says the carbon asana, no, he doesn't. He means the last moment he's cognizant. The last one he's alive. The last one that could possibly be chal. And it even makes sense. Why did he want to divorce earlier? He loves her. He doesn't want to see his wife in a state of divorce. Can you imagine someone's married to someone for 20 years and he loves her as much as anything and he just wants to save her from this unscrupulous brother of his? So he's getting a divorce out of love, right? But he doesn't want to see her divorced. Ooh. He's up the minute before I die, so he'll never see her divorced. No, we're saying if he's going to lose his consciousness, so the minute before his consciousness, she can never be divorced. He'll still never see her in a clear mind when she is divorced. So if you follow that logic, it makes sense. Please remind me, as a fascinating point, I will not go into this week, but it is in the Zinyonim, in the Chuvas Maram, but it's a general idea of divorcing out of love. He says, how does it work? The bush is a chuvah. He said to me, Omdi al daiti. From the time I was able to think, I always never understood how can I get from love work. It's got to pasuk. Kibbutz of Eves Dover, right? Sneya, you know, all this kind of stuff. But he loves her. Who said the get should work out of love? Now, you and I think, what kind of kasha is that? This is a Hollywood kasha. But the Levush was in Hollywood. He divorced her. Get that ganze Torah with Nafkaminis. It's not no get related to us now. It's no get to the Chuvah of Maram, but it's more to get to the beginning of the last parak. But maybe you would make a note somewhere in the computer that if you start the last parak, we should talk about this Levush in the Chuvah of Maram in Lublin. It's amazing. Out of those five Chuvahs, Kuf Chav Beis to Kuf Chav Vav, only the first and last of the Maram himself. The middle three are the Levush. I think Levush may have been an older colleague. He was nifter right away at the time. He wanted to, whenever you are, you're attacked, you bring in the big guns. So three out of the five Chuvahs are not even by him. They're even by the Levush. Only the first, this is the longest. And the last, which he writes, was Mechut and the Marsha. They were Mechut Panam, apparently. I'm not sure exactly how they were related. Mechut Panam can also be a general, you know, someone's son, grandson, married someone's grandson. Yeah, I don't know what that means exactly. But he gives them a harsh response. I wouldn't want to be afraid of writing to a mechutin that way. You know, whether they make sure the kids, the marriage will stay intact there. Should be a new shadow again. But he writes very powerful letters. I mean, I don't want somebody can do me a favor to find out where they were really related. How'd you find this out? History book. It says it somewhere, you know, the Dolly Poland of some, you know, of the 17th century. Because they said they were related. I don't know how they were. Anyway. Sidetrack. Yeah. So this is, this is what the Rosh says. Okay? This is what the Rosh says. It's possible to say, remember we had a discussion last week about the Ktzos and the Pri Chodesh. Let's assume for the moment that they hold like the Rosh. Okay? Okay? So therefore, what does that mean? You only need a Ben Das, Bishas, Ksiva. not b'shas nesina. Says the Rashba, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's against the Mefurash Yerushalmi. Remember, that's how we started last week. That's how we ended it last week before. There was a Yerushalmi which said, quote about the Ram. Maybe you forgot it, want to see it again inside? Let's open to the Ram one more time, just to refresh your memories. It's always good to refresh your memory. It's been a long weekend. Some people, it's even a longer weekend. We'll make an official protest. Okay. Here on page Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabosai, at the end of the narrow lines, he quotes a Yerushalmi. He says, "V'tzorach b'dika gam ken b'shas nesina, ken nesina b'Yerushalmi halacha aleph, nasa nas gita ramalach, yehei get, lo yehei get ela lamachor, v'nasa kodaikas in the interim." It's the same old machlokos of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabosai, this is what Kasha was doing, Parshim is against the Tzotz. Because the Ktzal said that the Vart in the Bavli is that once you become a Shliach, you can operate independently, and even though the Midaraisa, and even though the husband is a Shaita, it makes no difference. And even if he dies, it would have made no difference, but for the fact there's no issues. That's the famous Ktzal of the Rashi, Dav Test, the whole story. I would hear the Yerushalmi equates the case of a man a Shliach, which of course is a unique case, the Ktzal, with a normal case, no Shliach. What do you do? What did he do? He managed to get the Achaz Ma'an for tomorrow. Kemer Kodaikas in the interim. There's no Shliach. There's no one standing who can do it standing in your stead. So the fact that Yerushalmi compares the two cases is a mamash, a kushi atzuma against the Ktos. So you already said yes, it's Machlok was Babi Yerushalmi. You said on Thursday. Anybody arguing about Kodaikas, or the Kodaikas means only someone who could get better with pills, or Kodaikas is someone who's a complete shaykh. It's probably the Shabbat respect. So they're fighting about this too. I tell you, our Sameach says to answer this kash against the Ktos. Oh, we can say now that we mentioned on Thursday. We can say now that the Ktos is against the Yerushalmi. Look, we have the Rashba who says Mefurish that the fiat, his version of Tosis, that you only have to be, that you have to be sane all the way until the Shas HaNesina, right? And, that's why I have to do a bedika b'shas nesina as well. He says b'fer shelo k'divei Yerushalmi v'tosefta. It's against Yerushalmi. What Yerushalmi? What Yerushalmi? I asked to see the ha'oris. He means it's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if you give a get chal tomorrow and you become also kedakas in between, it's no good. So you see b'ferish that you have to have sanity, clarity b'shas. Chalosa get, which would be the Nesina normally. With the Rabbi saying about the Atosis, nearly, Shenak Pidin, El Shas Ksiva. It's the same as we have in the Rosh. Shalok and the very Yerushalmi. So the Tosis will say, hey, is Yerushalmi against me? It doesn't bother me. Anyway, the Tosis is quoted by the Rajba, and the Sheetness of Rosh is against Yerushalmi. Finish. It's against Yerushalmi. That's all. Interesting. I asked you to see the Beis Shmuel. This is something which is very interesting. The Beis Shmuel says in Sif Kotten, hey, Kuf Chaf Aleph Sif Kotten, hey, Achidish Neira. It should be Kivega, doesn't like it all. Kuf Chaf Aleph Sif Kotten, hey, in the Beis Shmuel. All right, the Mechaber says that you have to be clear b'shas ksiva u b'shas nesina against the two extreme views. Against the view of Tosis, you need ksiva through nesina inclusive, straight through, and against the opinion of the Rosh, it's enough to have ksiva. It says ksiva u nesina, both. Says the Beis Shmuel, v'im lo shafli b'shas ksiva tovi b'plukta shekosaf t'liel lo ramba meinu ele v'drabonon. Right? We spoke about this last week at length. Woo! That the tour who says that the get is bottle with the rice, that the guy goes insane before the ksiva, might concede that it's only by the Rabbanan if he goes insane after the ksiva before the nesina. A chiddush neira of the Beis Shmuel. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, ain't bezes. What is he talking about? The chihechi the main shofri b'shas hanesina the botel midoraisa the binan shi'a mishalech b'kocho lasas hadava ba'atno b'shas maisa b'shas maisa ha'shlichus ha'chanam l'shlichus hanesina. If it's no good midoraisa by the ksiva, it should be no good midoraisa by the nesina too. Uvetur kosavim kosavim v'nastu b'chol yoen klum. Uveprisha kasa dahainu oshenasno. When it says kasa vinasno b'choyan aklum, the preacher says oshenasno. It came before. From the way of shuffle b'shas nesina, I get both of the raisa. Guess what, my friend? The heiliger b'shmul did not understand it your way, prisha. He didn't agree with you. That when the Torah said v'im kasa and the son of b'choyo and aklum means either kasa b'choyo or nasna b'chayyo. That's not the simple reading. So the Beis Shmuel therefore understood that the Ika and the Kuda is kasva, kasva v'nasna b'chayyo and a klum. But if kasva b'briyuso v'nasna b'chayyo, would all be the raisa would be good. So raisa Beis Shmuel. You hear what's going on? Ksiva is what counts with the raisa, and the sina doesn't. So we don't know why. To round it out, Rabosai, give you a third opinion. I will have you heard a second opinion, a third opinion. Let's repeat. The priest understood the Torah to mean like everyone else said, that that's no good midoraisa if he's shota b'shas ksiva or shota b'shas nesinim. And when he said ksiva unesinim, it's either or. So the priest understood the Torah. The Beis Shmuel apparently understood the Torah to mean that they really, the emphasis on the word ksiva, right? Kasva v'nasva b'choy and aklum, it really means kasva. Nasva is only the Rabbanon. Well, guess what? Could you just guess? There's another, an opposite opinion. That the Iker is Nasno. Yes, the opinion of the Achiezer, of Chaim Oizer. So just shot in the tour that the Iker is in the Sino and not the Ksiva. So we have three different opinions what the tour meant. The quote that I asked you to see in the Bikivek of the tour verbatim is three different opinions what he meant. The preacher is the most standard. It's always going to be the Raisa, whether it's no, show to either Ksiva or the Sino. The Beis Shmuel says it's the Raisa only if it's show to B'shas Ksiva. And the Achiezer is only B'shas Nesina. I have to explain these two last opinions. These preachers, the simplest, although in the words of the Torah, not so easy, but we have to, that's what he says. So let's try to understand all these things.
Isn't the preacher the best in the words of the Torah?
Because
he's
like,
Ksiva
Nesina, so meaning both. Ksiva, oh, means oh. You're right.
As opposed to what? As opposed to the others who say Ksiva means, Ksiva Nesina means Ksiva only.
Wow. Okay, you're right, right. It's true. But the alternative to say that you only bought them with a raisa if you're shota for both, that's the outer the tour. Nobody said because that doesn't make too much sense. Why should I be shota for both? I haven't seen what to say that. That would be the simple, you're right. That would be the simplest of all readings, but not logically. Not logically. Oh. So different understandings are given of these various opinions. Okay? So as far as the Rosh is concerned, he says you have to be only B'shas Ksiva, right? And the truth to tell, this itself is a somewhat of a riot to the Beis Shmuel, because the Torah follows his father, as a rule, and his father said the main time is the Ksiva. That was substantiated to Beis Shmuel a little bit, that the Torah, even if he's diverging from his father a bit, because the other Rishonim might hold on the right level like his father. Anyway, what's Pshat in the Rosh? It's enough to have sanity B'shas Ksiva. So I saw Pshat in the Imre Moshe. I brought it in to show you. Imre Moshe. Here we go. You look it up. It's in Siman Yud Ches Sivkot and Dalit. This is found very interesting Kiddush. I don't know if it's true, but it's interesting Kiddush. Tell you that much. He says, you know what? Perhaps the Rosh holds at the Rambam and the Prichodesh and the Tzos that we spoke about. That from the moment you become a Shliach, you stand instead in place of the Mishaleach, and you no longer need Das HaMishaleach. All right. Well, yeah, the radical extreme of the Ktzos, it applies even to someone who's dead. Doesn't matter, not for the loss of the Ishus itself. Or we'll call them a mild definition of the Prichodesh, a limited presumed to Shota. Maybe even the more mild version of it, of the Stipler, that you don't need Das. Once you're the standard, you don't need Das anymore. Whichever way you slice it, you have to first be appointed and be in his place. I don't know, I'm not sure, I take that back, I'm not sure about the Stipler's version, but certainly about the Prichodesh, the Skipshuto, you have to be in his place. Okay? Do you remember we spoke about Mili? Who remembers Mili? Everyone understand really? Question, sure. Well, now let me first finish my point, and you'll see. Remember Mili? Everyone remember Mili? So the lovedness of Mili was, that you don't become a shliach unless he either gives you something or unless you do something. And before either of those things happen, then the shliach is not really officially anointed and crowned and appointed and designated fully as a shliach. So that allows us to remember the lovedness of Mili. Oh. So your emotion builds upon that. And the same thing happens over here. What happened? A man met a shliach and said, "Kisvu tnu get li yishli." Write and give it. Before he writes it, Rabbi Osai, he does not have the status of a shliach. I repeat, before he writes it, he does not have the status of a shliach. He does not have the status yet. Doesn't have it. He doesn't have the status yet. And since he does not have the status yet, we can't say, okay, the husband lost his mind, the shliach takes over. No! He hasn't been officially appointed as a shliach. I mean, he was appointed technically, but the official, chalos of the appointment is only at the moment that he has something tangible in his hand. When is that? Rebbe said, when is that? Ksiva. So the moment he writes to get, now he's no longer a milinik. He's a real full shliach. He's a really full shliach. So from this point on, even if the mishaleach goes nuts, the shliach can operate on his behalf. There's long lines of the Rambam. But if he goes nuts before the ksiva, then he never becomes, the shliach never becomes a shliach. He's only a milinik. That's the interesting, fascinating point which is brought up over here by the Sefer Imre Moshe, Siman Yud Ches, Sif Kotten Dalit. Interesting. Yes, he tries to explain Pshat in the Yerushalmi, which the Kasher against the Ksos, the Yerushalmi about comparing the case where he appointed a shliach to the case where he has the get being chal tomorrow and he goes nuts in between. What's the connection? So Moshe has a connection which sounds like almost like a sleight of hand, but this is what he says. That the same as when it comes to the chalos shlichus, you require that the mashalech be buried. That's the moment that he writes the get, until then he's not considered a shliach. So too, bishas chalos haget, he has to be saved. Okay. If that, I mean, it's not exactly doma v'doma, but that's how he suggests.
So we should require chalos the get even in case of shliach. Why are we settling for chalos of the shliach when you're pointing to that? You know, wait for the get to be
followed. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. But that's what he says. I'm just telling him in motion. I don't fully get it. That's what he says.
According to Beis Shmuel, he says the tour, isn't the tour and the Rambam saying the same thing?
No. Pashas, the Rambam holds that even if he becomes a shaita before the ksiva, the Rambam seems to hold that it's okay. With the rice. It's possible. Rambam says possible in all cases, even if he's come shaita before.
Even in
Pashtus. Footnote 38 on the Rajva quotes the Beis Ephraim. The reason why Ksiva is unique, because Ksiva requires Lishma. And you need a sane person to be able to effect the Lishma on the get, which is being written for him. He's not saying when it's written, the shame Lishma cannot be chal. But as far as Masira and Nasira, we don't need a Nasira Lishma. That's how the Beis Ephraim is quoted over here in footnote 38. So as far as the scene is concerned, you don't need the Shema. It's enough if we understand that if he would have been clear, he would have wanted to get. He would have wanted to get. That's what that footnote 38 quotes from the Beis Ephraim. Then he quotes Dachi Yezer, B'chaim Moses, it's exactly the same thing, but he says this kind of distinction only work on the level of Dirabonim. That's what he says. That explains this opinion. What about the opinion of the tour? We said there were three extremes within the tour. One is the Beis Shmuel that Ksiva is unique, which goes along the lines of the Rush more or less, except maybe on the Rabbonim level not. Then you have the Prisha, the either one has to, on the level of the Raisa has to be sane, eat both of them. Either one would be the battle of the Raisa. Then the other extreme of the Chaim Arizah, he has a quote over in the same footnote that says, that you have to, Iker is a Shas Nesina. Shas Ksiva doesn't count so much. It's only the Rabbanim. Wow. The flip side. Why should the Sina be more important? So he quotes over here in this footnote. Why? Why should the Sina be the Igar? Because the Sina is this, and he quotes it from the Levush, a friend of the Levush from before. Koshkein b'shas the Sina. Is in footnote 32, rather, excuse me. Which is only in the Sina. Why? The Oz Havi Chalos HaGerishin. Aval Nohoya B'dayta B'shas Ksiva Eino Pasol Min HaTorah Fishalo Nikmur HaDayan HaGerishin. So if he loses the sanity before the Ksiva and regains it before the Nesina, on a Doraisa level the get is good. He commanded to get in full mind, lost it, regained it by Ksiva the Nesina, called this in the Sina to be good with Doraisa. As opposed to a case where he was fakert, same b'shas ksiva and insane b'shas nesina, would be no good midoraisa. Fakert, the opposite of the previous shita, the nesina is determined. Why should that be? So gemar gerishin. What does that mean? What does it mean gemar gerishin? So I'm going to give you my suggestion. We mentioned last week, a Chaim says a basic difference between gemar gerishin on the one hand and ksiva saget or chalitza for that matter on the other hand. What's the difference? He says, the Reb Chaim said that chalos ha-gerishin requires my das. My active das, I have to have das, as das shod davar shabir, but even a higher level of das. But I have to have my das in order to create it. I have to create the gerishin. The man is divorced, is the divorced wife. He, the man, just as he married, he divorces. The Torah tells him how to do it. By contrast, when it comes to chalitza and the lishma of the get, says Reb Chaim, that doesn't even require das at all. It only requires what we call kavana. That's what God alone and al-gabam, according to some, by Chershad of the Kotten, would work with respect to Ksiva Saget and Chalitza, would not work with respect to giving the Kiddushin. One, again, requires das, and I create the effect. That's a higher level. And one's, no, I just have to do something, and the Torah imposes the effect. That's what Chaim we saw last week. This being the case, I think we can go back to Asugi also. What happened over here? The person became the shtat. So if you're in the shtat, you're allowed by das. Al pi halacha, you're mufka from das. So Tosis, this day holds, the Reb Chaim Hoyzer, in one opinion, that if you're mufka from das, and this is Levush's Kolshken, if you're mufka from das, so whatever requires your das cannot be valid. Even though you're pointing at someone, you were perfectly lucid. What requires official halachic das cannot be chal that you're without your alav bar das. But Sina Saget, Reb Chaim taught us, doesn't require das. Only requires kavana. Kavana means that I have to know what I'm doing. That's if I do it myself. If I already appointed someone else perfectly loose to do it for me, I don't have to be a bar kavana. I'm sleeping. He's doing it for me. So therefore, Eden becomes a shayt gamur midoraisa. So the get is a good get because I appointed someone. He wrote the get. And the writing of the get's enough to have kavana for it, only das. Of course, it'll only be a good get midoraisa if I wake up from my nuttiness before Shas Nesina. But the ksiv itself, according to this understanding, would not require that the Baal be of right mind. It doesn't make a difference. Because all you need is kavana. And the kavana, same as the God Alam and Al-Gabav can do it, teach you how to do it. If you appointed the God Alam when you're Pekhuscha, then he can do it for you. You don't have to know anything, you can sleep like you're asleep. This is what I wanted to suggest, because you don't need a formal das. It's enough to have kavana. I don't know if those were words were meant by the footnote. Yeah, I don't know. But Chaim Weizman, I don't know. That's my take on this issue. Yes. Okay, but the Rabbanan maybe no good. According to this sheet. I'm talking about a little of the rice. It's the opposite of the sheet which requires ksiva only, not nesina, because of the shema. It's the flip side. Nesina only because that's the Gemara Gerishin. That requires das. If it requires das, a shetus or lab by das, lufka from das, so the shliach can't do it either. When it comes to kavana, chlitza, shema, then the shliach can do it for you the same as God and God would work. That's the reason I wanted to suggest a pshat in this shita. All we're left with now is Tosis. Tosis is a strange shita. You have to have Deah Shlema, not just in Ksiva, and not just in Nesina, but straight through from Ksiva through Nesina. It's such a problematic shita that the Beis Tosis said it didn't mean it, the Mashal said it makes no sense, right? And the others had a different gear set. It said only Shas Ksiv. But if you really meant it, Kipshuto, how do you explain it? So here's a beautiful piece from the Rov, Zichrono Livracha, and it's quoted in the Eretz HaTzvi by Rav Shechter Shalita. Okay? Eretz HaTzvi, if you want to take a look, you can look at it a little bit later on. This is in Simon Chav Dalet. This particular nakud that we're going to say now is not from the Rav himself. It's a scorecard. The first footnote, what's the Rav's and what's the Rav Shechter's own? This is one of the accepts. But the Yisod is the Rav's. The Rav and the Yisod Noira in Gerishot. We haven't spoken about yet. We really haven't gotten to the Sugyas yet. But let me tell you in brief. It's quite a lengthy piece over here. I'll give you in brief. The Rav said that Gittin are fundamentally different than other Shtars. In other Shtars or Kinyonim, all that counts is the actual moment of Kinyon. Whatever came before is just a prerequisite. I write a Shtar Mechira so I can use the Shtar Mechira later on. So the writing of the Shtar Mechira is just a prerequisite. I can't have a Shtar Mechira come into existence, poof. I have to write it. But the Ikar of the Mechira is the handing over of a pre-signed, pre-filled out, pre-written Shtar Mechira. So all Kinyonim is that way. Everything before is just a prerequisite. The sole exception is Gittin. The Torah says, V'kosa lo seif ekvizis v'nosan v'yodo, V'kosa v'nosan, are put together, V'kosa v'nosan, they're one long continuum. The ksivas haget is what the Rav called, to give his famous phrase, T'chilas maisa gerushin. The whole piece, this whole is based upon that one nakuda. The ksivas of the Shema haget is T'chilas maisa gerushin. That's why you need the Shema. That's why the famous psul called Mechubur. What's Mechubur? Have we learned Mechubur this year at all? No, we mentioned this, yeah. Why don't we mention
first
the very beginning? Oh, because right, Rav Gimel. Is it Rav Meir and Rav Elazar? Is there if you cut it off after the Ksiva before the Chsima? We mentioned it in passing. But the Gemara says, if you remember the Lashon, the Kosa v'Nasan, Misha and Mechusa Ksiva Nesina Yasadu, She Mechusa Ksiva Kitzitza Unesina. You have to cut it off from the Mechuba to give it to the woman. So what's wrong with that? From Soloveitchik, this is a breakup of the continuity. There has to be a continuity between the Ksiva and the Nesina. Why? Because the Ksiva is a Tchilas Maisa Gerishim. That's why it requires a Shema. That's why the Psul Mechuber, if something else, some other critical action intervenes between the Ksiva and the Nesina, then you've broken the continuity, you've broken the continuum, and the Ged is there for Batul. That's how you understood that Mechuber had the Xerat across the Bialma, but it's a Lumdus. The lumdus is that the ksivas again is a tchilas maisa gerishin, and there can be nothing which intervenes. That's why it has to be written l'shma, and he explains numerous other things based upon this yisod. This being the case, so Rav Shechter Shlita added, oh, and that's part of Tosfos. If the person becomes insane after he commands the ksiva, but before the ksiva was actually done, he regained his sanity. So big deal, he became insane for an hour, a day, a week, a month. What's the difference? Right now he's sane. Mishas Ksiva is sane. Mishas Nesina is sane. Who cares? He was insane before the Ksiva, after the Ksiva. So what? So he becomes insane between the Ksiva and the Nesina. He's breaking up the Tziruf. He's breaking up that continuum, which is so critical. It's all you saw of Gerishin. That's continuation, one long process. Right? Starting with Ksiva and anybody in the Sina, you can't break that up. So if you break it up with a Ksitza, it's no good, it's called Mechuba. If you break it up by having a Ksiva Shalom Shema, it's again no good. If you break it up by being insane in between, it's again no good. That's how the Rav Zal explained this day in Tosfos. That's how we explain it. That's how Rav Shechter actually explained it. Based upon the Yisod of the Rav, as it's found over here in Eretz HaTzvi, you can look it up. It's in Simon Chav Dalet, Siv Katan Dalet. It's a rather lengthy piece. Okay? So now we've answered Tosfos as well. Any questions? So we went through the Shitas, each and every one, many different possibilities. We try to analyze each one brief. Okay. Now that we've finished this, I'm up to the round now. You should also be able to the Ran. That's the last thing we saw. Let's just finish a little more on the Ran, and we'll come back to the Gemara Chav Tes again, which we had seen already at the beginning. We had part of it last week. Let's first turn to the Ran where we left off. The Ran quotes a Yerushalmi. This is on page 66. Okay. And 66. Quotes the Gemara. Here we go. He quotes the Gemara about the Yomar Yochanan Hachi, and he says a very important yisod. Vahach Pircha. You see where it's in the left side, is a little line above the Hagos Chavasyor, a little funny line with those little boxes in between it. Just make a sharp right from there to the very beginning of the line, near the Zion, near the Shvav of the Shulta Gemara. The line begins, Vahach Pircha, Afilu Lirish Lakishu. Even the question about how do we, you know, trust the guy who was the Shochtin, the commander by the get, maybe he's not of sound mind, the Kashi didn't want the Rish Lakish. The Arkan Apollo Rish Lakish, Halei, the Rabbi Yochanan, Ela Mishim, the Sami of the Yodam. The High Vare, the Shech, the Lav Sami of the Yodam. With Hakina, and Achiash, the Osim, that the Tzilusahu, the Kishusu, the Aschilebe. Kloma, Sluli, Daito, Ela Shetosha, Shkochom, and the Hotz, Bevan, Mipiv. Avrocha, Data, Shekishto, period. That's how the Ran starts off. So as I mentioned to you last week, very important, that if you want to defend my position, they shouldn't really need a bedika later on, because we're not going to view it as a shoita when he loses his capacity to think, but we'll treat him the same in effect as a yashin or a pesi, because there's no signs of delusion in a clinical sense. So therefore, the question of the Gemara is not a question about later on, it's a question of Peshas Maisa. We think when he gives a commandment, not later on. Later on, doesn't matter. But when he gives the command for the get, then it has to be exactly clear. Even Rish Lakish, who says Kodaikis is not considered to be a Shayt al Pidin, agrees, we saw in the Gemara, that what he says during his state of Kodaikis is to be ignored in both directions. Okay? So here too, the question is only from the moment of the command. Yigal Medak, Visvir Lan Kiparchina, the High Gavin of the Kodaikis Dami, Tikshle Amas Disin the Tznan, Oma Kisuts get the Ishtiba Matlum, Vachamina the Arael Yichtu Vietnu. That's a question, so it's too good of a kasha. Yeshloma the Varai Pshitalon the Hashtaki Ramas Amadat Tzilusa Isbe. No, we know for sure he has that Tzilusa. Now he's reneging. And with the Svirle, the Evshe Shaloti Torev Daito Olav Shachas Konam the Misoso. I feel okay, I mean, the Yechtu Vietnu. Ava Kalecha the Mikor Isbe Daito Tzilusa. Ava Gab the Boso Hochi Isle Daito Shagishto. Kosin Vinosnin. Wow. And he wants to suggest that the Yerushalmi holds this way. That the Yerushalmi holds this way. What's the Yerushalmi? They mix it with Yochanan Mishloch Hashem. What does it say? Aloha Aleph? Have Yochanan Amar, Odeo, Kurdaikis, Olof, Kosin, Venos, Nigalishto. Mishloch Hashem says no. The opposite of what we have in the truth of who says what. Amar Abzira. Masnisin, Pliga, Al Mishlochish, Veles Lakir. There's no answer to what the Yerushalmi calls Rish Lakish, which we call Rabbi Yochanan. What's that? Hareisha, Solova, Maguyad, Veramaz, Amakis, Kosev, and Olsen, Bechazak, Hashem, Hashem, Atluyabo, V.E.F., Shalom, Nitri, for Daito, Shorachas, Hadapoli, Pliga, Rish Lakish, Vules, Lukiyam, Atkan. And there's no answer, Yerushalmi says. There's no answer. There's no answer. Right? We thought before, the Bible, there is an answer. What's the answer? Our Gemara says, Data Tzilusa means till the end. Can you imagine the rosy-colored glasses? Data Tzilusa till the very end. That's what the Yishami, the Bible learns according to Shita Saran. And therefore, the Mepharshim say, the B'shochat Bo Shnayim, Rav Shnayim, Meguyim, Afa Pishin Ishtatek, Eino Tzorach B'dika, V'chein Kosva Tosis. The Lekul Ebeim Adich Yamin, it's Kosva Haina B'dika, the Yochi Maika Parach Mino. What's the kasha? We checked them at the moment of the ksiva. What are you worried about? What are you worried about? Elavanai, Afila Belodika, Bedika. You still can write the get and give the get. Afagav him the shtatig. Amina and the mastisin. The bow can also hosum with shtatig and talk burio. Suddenly he's a healthy guy. Stops talking. Hey, maybe he lost his mind. Avol hecha the adina and the machmas shkitos on the shtatig. Lo chashin and shem and the bechadaito. He says, "Bemetzius, we're not afraid that he lost his mind." So I begin to wonder, what does that mean? If he's shechted, he's not going to think straight while he's shechted. Maybe I don't know what he means. I'm not sure. I don't know what it is. Well, if he's a kabad damad ben shtatek mitocholil nishkat bo shnayim or of shnayim dami, same thing. The horse of Nami, the next page, came in the idea that Bach was called on the Shtatek Lo Chashin on the Tirif Adas. We're not worried about it. And the question he goes into is, he needs one Bedikah, he needs three Bedikahs, etc., etc. It goes to a whole story. Then he says, the first, last wide line, he wants to be Machmir. B'chol Nishtatek Tzorach Bedikah, Afilu B'Shofet B'Shnayim. Now he changes his mind. Until now we thought we're going to assume he's of a clear mind till the end. Now he changes his opinion, does the Ran, and says no. And says no. Kol Nishtatek Tzorach Boy Bedikah Boy. If that's the case, here on the fifth narrow line, if he tame a Bedikah of Kalama, my Parchina, me another, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lokish, Lokashamidi. To make Kara Savri, Shef Shaloyava Koran, the Sinas Aget. It's inevitable, it has to happen. I couldn't find the Kiddik HaSivna. And even the Bedika won't be enough, because inevitably it's going to come to Tir of Hadas. We'll be shining, no! The Lav Ochi, the Data Tzilusa Ispe, Vafil in the Shtadik Bedika, Mio Sagile. According to the Makshan, even the Bedika won't help, because it's inevitable you're going to lose your Das. And he's saying, no, it's not inevitable. Once, you only three, etc., etc. This is what he says. But the Ran changes his mind from the beginning to the end, and he seems to be working with an assumption that you have to have clear thoughts straight through to the end of the Ksiva and the Sinas Aget. And the first we thought that you do have it, then he suggests maybe you don't have it. But he certainly would agree that once you lose your clarity, you in effect, is treated as a Shaita. That's a point we thought was not necessarily correct. But that's what the Ran says. Yeah.
Isn't
the only required tefillah for us in the Well,
he says
that's another issue. It's a separate
machlokas. It seems to say here on tefillah, so maybe it's not so hard to say.
Yeah, but it's a principle of the matter, Chaim.
If it's out of soap, it depends what the soap is.
I understand, but the matter is a matter of principle. If you're saying that it's enough to have a clear moment, the moment you made the commandment, shouldn't matter ksiva or nesina, because we have no reason to assume that you're going to become a clinical shaita. I won't be clear, so you'll be like a yashin, a pesi, let the action go on your behalf. And if not, then not all the way. We don't see, in this connection, ksiva and nesina should make a difference. One last point around before we go back to Chavtes, which is the famous story of Goses. These are the last few narrow lines. Quotes Rabbeinu Yoel, the famous Rabbeinu Yoel, who says what? Terrible. Kimei suchoshuv. Can you imagine this? A ghost is alive. Alive. He's alive. And he's treated as unbelievable. He's treated as a dead person. It's unbelievable. I have to get to the Furusha Gemara. Can you imagine Dr. Yeshev? He's clear. He's clearer than you and me. He has a perfectly clear mental state. He's considered to be dead. What's his raya? Go to Gemara and Baba Basra. Ramea, the first wide line. Ramea, Dama Adam Mak Dava Shlomo Liolam. So, Yakir Lamalik, you ever hear of Yakir? What's Yakir mean? Kiesa Bechor Ben Asnua, Yakir. That is a pronouncement we made, he's my firstborn, this one's a mom. There's all kinds of interesting things the person said. Interesting pronouncement you can make and get away with it. Yeah? Gemara says, so, what are you Yakir for? He has the oldest ability to give the two sons. One is considered the oldest, one's the youngest. He says, the oldest one's not my son, some other man. Not my son. He's believed. You can make him into a mamzer. It's unbelievable power that he has. So the Gemara says, in terms of money, what did Yakir for? What do you mean? You want to give the money to your second son? And give him a present. Biyado, ain't any special dinner than money for tomorrow's kasha. Answers the Gemara, the first wide line. B'nechasim shenaf lo kshu goses. The reason why you need Yakir is the possession which you will get when he becomes a goses. Tirish rach zal. Shena Yochalak Dosim, the Kevin Rav Gosim Lemisa, Harayuka Meis, the Valt, Lefizek Shem Shena Yochalak Nechosim, Kachen Yochalak Garish. Ay, it says in Olas, the Smokas, Hagosim Eka Chai Lechol Dvora, No Kelo Manchil Zokal Yibim, Lepotam Ena Yibim, says the Ran, Hayna Dafka Bimili, Da Osim Emela. He's alive! These things happen by themselves. You get Yerushir involved in the Yibim. Aval gito matanaso to be koach daita v'diburu asu lo. Considered to be dead with respect to this. I think against the mafurish gemara in chavches. We saw the mission last week on chavches. He nichu zaka na kol and also beches l'shukayim. Gemara says because rov kol and chayim. Aval ghost rov ghost in the misa lo. The mash by the time of mission day machzikin also bekiyim bekayim. Right, only because Rav goes to the Misa, the man is talking, right? Equal the name, Achi Perusha. The Nosso Shlishliach Kodem Shaiya goes says, who is Pikul Lecha Hachanasa goes says, any Yachal Litna Bechesel Shinis Rape! That's what it means. Should ain't Rav goes to the Rafu Lechayim, Ela Lemisa Velonis Rape! That's why, doesn't mean that he's that, that's why it's no good. But it would have been no good. Ela Dai, again, Eladai and Ghost is who are mace, and Ghost is a mace, are both no good. So says the Rabbeinu Yo, famous Rabbeinu Yo. Rizal Kosov, no, all wrong. The Ghost is already the Chayel of Choldavar. You can call Shemadabra without Mishav, Matanos, Matano, Vigito, Get. And think about that. Ayin. Shochat Bo Shnaim, Arom Shnaim. Ain't the Ghost is God of Mizet? It's worse than the Ghost is. A Ghost can be the Srape, and then Shochat Bo Shnaim, forget it. The Epsha the Srapos. Can't live. And same with Guyan and Salub. Still they can write again for their wives. Okay? And he quotes the Gemara in Eruch and Avod, you can even make a neder, be marach. So you see, not only is he alive for passive things, such as Zikas Yibum, and things of the like, but he's considered to be alive in Yerusha. He's considered to be alive even for where his das and his action is required. No. Ghost says no, they're on Erech. Right now, what is the ghost? He's going to make us in a Kabbalah of something that they're in an Erech. Erech, you're like. We're talking about ghosts over here. So if you can be a Kabbalah upon yourself in Nether, means you can do things actively, not only passively. Ay, vahi, to the chosim shenoflo, to ghost says, hi, matamah, the last line of the run, to the robe, ghostsin, ein, yechol, ledabir. Because most ghosts cannot speak, and they cannot make themselves be understood properly, and they cannot transfer property which comes to them at that moment in time. Physically, technically. And he quotes the Tosefta. Says, Nafal min hagag, the kosin bin osnin, kosman shiyesh bo neshama. As long as the neshama is there, as long as you're breathing, you're still alive, you know, if you're hanging on by a thread, you're a ghost, still, we say, that you can even do things actively. It's a machlokas between the Rabbeinu Yoel on the one hand and the Re on the other hand. What do you see from this whole discussion? Huh? They can be merames. They can be merames. Also, for this purpose, perhaps a kind of a talk. What do you see from this whole discussion in the Ran, the Bosai? That if the Baal were a goses, could the Shliach give right and give a get? What do you see from this whole discussion? Yes or no? What do you see? Well, to the contrary, no? Seems like he's saying over here in the sugya that Shachar bo Shnayim Rov Shnayim, now the Shliach can give the get, Enoch a ghost God will be there. So you see that a ghost can accomplish things, not just passing, he can even divorce his wife. Is he doing anything? No! It could be, it's referring, even in a case where Bepashtas is saying a case where, even where the Tzibu came first, and then this happened, had a ghost been considered kemes, he wouldn't be able to do anything either. That's the pashas in this whole discussion. Not limited to that case, you're right, Chaim. But the pashas extends to that case. Who said so? Who brings this out? The stipula. I'm going to show you this, read you a brief excerpt. This is a simon chof, siv cotton, alf.
If we consider those things like mes, then the
would not be. It's a pashas over here. Doesn't make a difference. Whether ghost is chai or mace is immaterial for our discussion right now. If it's kachai, then it works. If it's kemace, then it doesn't work. But they both agree that if it would be kemace, you can't do it. Okay?
How do you see that?
Because they quote the Gemara Chavches. That's the main proof. What's on Chavches? Hamei biget v'nicho zokan achol anosu b'ches l'shukayo. And the discussion in Tarsus, and what if he be a Goyses, and what if a Goyses would be dead? And what's the Ran assume? What's the Ran assume about that? That if, they're both sides, X sends a Shliach to give a get for him, X is a goseis. Can the shliach give a get if a goseis is kemeis? Everyone agrees the answer is no. It's a machlokes to kemeis or kachai. But everyone agrees the answer is no. How you read the Gemara? You're afraid he's going to die, you're afraid he's going to remain a goseis. That's the round of discussion. But if he would have been a goseis, the goseis would be a mace, he couldn't do it. So come a foolish, a raya, black and white against success. Black and white. A goseis is still alive, he's still married, and then nonetheless, we say that the so no poker with shoes, as we said before, nonetheless, you cannot give the get on his behalf if a goseis would be considered likely to be the same as a mace. With respect to his active role. It's not a mace that is poker with shoes, for sure, not his past.
So it's outsider goes
to the same time. Oh, that's a, no, that's not enough of an answer, Chaim. No. Because the enemy says that ghost is kachai, that just means, oh, ghost is kachai, and that's why the get can be given even though it became a ghost. The soul should go further than that. In the ghost is kameis, the shliach should still be allowed to give the get if it's full standard. And that the Rambam didn't say. That's the stipend. So the stipend points out. Okay, there's a different shmooze. Right? Seven and seven, but in principle it's the same.
So the was.
No, Ksos didn't really make a difference. No. That was still mentioned today in Shia briefly, but Ksos is all the way.
No, but
including
the Ksos, the Ksiva would have to be some part of that Ksiva also. It's only that it could extend. The Ksiva has to be while he's alive.
Why?
The Ksiva doesn't have to be while
he's alive. Why? I don't think so.
The appointment has to be while he's alive. Something has to be while he's alive.
The appointment, sure, but that's it.
So if we're
talking about. Well, look, the case of Mishnah Chavches. Not only was the appointment was alive, but the ksiva was alive. He sent him on his way to give it over. So you have both. Chavches the Mishnah. A guy was getting old. He sent the shliach to give a get. Then he wrote the get in front of him. He gave it to him. Give it to him. And as a pupil, that's the one we just saw.
Yeah,
it may be. Right? He nicho, but he says over there, if he left him, he nicho zochan achole, nos no beches l'shu kain. Right? But if he nicho beches l'shu goes, means he already gave, he commanded the get, he wrote the get, and is about to leave, and just before he leaves, never, he slips into a state of goises. That's the pashas. So, what he can give it or not depends, you think Gemara says, whether goes is kachaya kameis. Says the stipula, that the toast is right, it shouldn't matter if it's kachaya or kameis. Oh. So he's saying that according to Shita's haktos, right, it shouldn't make a difference. So this whole run, the pashas is going against the Ksos of Mahalo.
So even if it's kameis, and still you have Rashi, it's not going to work.
I understand that.
It's far away, it would work, but when it comes down to it, you could say it's probably if it's kameis.
I understand. So he wants to say, you could say pshat in the Rabbeinu Yoel, that fakert, that he holds, like the Ksos. If the Ksos is kameis, and how does it work over here? Must be the Ksos. Well, it doesn't have to be the Ksos. Could be a different pshat. We saw the run of the different pshat and what that means. Again, kitzah, it's not much, but it's an interesting point. This is relevant to that discussion. This is, in Kilisak of Simil Chav, Sif Kotten Aleph. Okay? Now let's turn our attention back to Chav Tess. For the last time, but at least for right now for the last time, because we've been here back and forth a few times. Again, tomorrow we must start a new sugar. Although I may have some shirai about shaitis still, but I'm going to try to postpone that because I really want to have a new sugya. Yes, I'm sorry, Yuda. Rabbeinu Yoel?
Yeah.
It's a machlokas la'aloch. Machlokas la'aloch? Where's it? Shulchan Aruch? Where's it now? See if Zion is in the front of you. Give me a minute. Go says Kufcha Falav Zayin. Go says Harel Kachai V'yochol Agarish. V'yesh Omer Dachka Go says Hamashem Medaber. Ava Go says She'ena Medaber. Lo. V'yesh Lahachme. Both shooters.
How is he on both shooters?
Well, that's the question. I mean, the Ran is clearly working against the Ksos, says the disciple. Clearly. Okay? Right. Clearly. What will the Ksos do? Say against the Ran. That's all. The Ran is not the. All right, say against the Ran. It's not against the Gemara. It's against the Ran. Of course, the Ran is against itself. That's what he says. Fine. What's now? Again, one more time the Chavtes. Okay, one more time the Chavtes. What does it say over there? Chavtes Amud Beis. What does Marbar Ravashi say on Chavtes Amud Beis? Come on. And he says his father said the Katnuso. This is again until the end of the narrow lines. He says as follows: Ilu Meis Bal. Midi Mashasha Ispu, the father, the husband died. The Shluchim couldn't do anything. Kulu Mikoch Man Kasu, Mikoch the Baal Kasu. Isil the Baal Istan the Kulu, less the Baal, less the Kulu. And it's of no consequence that the first Shliach died. Right? Doesn't make a difference, the first Shliach died. So the we mentioned already last week, the Eben also says, this itself is a raya against itself. What? He said, had the second guy been considered Mikoach Harishin, what would have happened? What's he more implying? That if the first guy died, the second guy would be out of business. What's the implication of this Gemara? That the only reason that Shliach 2 can operate when the Shliach 1 died is because Shliach 2 is rid of the Baal Shliach. Why only intermediary? What's the implication of that? Quick. What's the implication? Had Shliach 2 been viewed as a Shliach of Shliach 1, then if Shliach 1 would have died, Shliach 2 would be out of business. In fact, Evan Ozzel, who mentioned this last week, had some foolish Gemara against itself. Because the Gemara says that even in this case, when Shliach Rishon died, no Kachias Aishas, she's not married to Shliach, married to the Baal. Aishas is still around. Nonetheless, had Shliach 2 been considered to be a Shliach of Shliach 1 and Shliach 1 died, Shliach 2 could not get the get. You see Mefurish against the Tzos. You see Mefurish that when Shliach appoints somebody and the Meshaleach dies, the Shliach is out of business. Mefurish a Gemara. The only reason why he's not out of business is because he's considered to be Koch HaBaal. Mefurish a Gemara against the Tzos. That's the problem. Doesn't.
Exactly. So.
Good. No problem.
But if it comes from the Baal, that's where everyone is. If it comes from the Koach Baal and the Baal dies.
But it derives from a subjunctive. But the Gemara says that if the din would have been that the Shliach Sheni comes from the Shliach Harishon and Shliach Harishon died, Shliach Sheni is out of business. The soul should not accept that subjunctive. He said it's not true. That's a clear implication of the Gemara. Yes. Right. I don't know. They all say, I don't understand. Ipcha Mestabra. They told us to quote this Gemara. We mentioned this on the last week already.
Right, we didn't say like how it works in with Shita.
So far not. The stipler, in order to save the day for the Ktos, you know, the best way to, you don't have to say it like this, we see this so many times. The best way to save an extreme Shita is to cut it down to size. So the stipler is going to try to save the Ktos as Nakuda by cutting him down to size. And using a different understanding, which we already mentioned last week, and I think a little bit earlier today as well. The stipler says, there's the pshat, that the word is that a maisa of a shota is kayam when you don't need his das. That's pshat in the Rambam. Let's think about the Ktosis extreme formulation. Let's try to say in the Rambam. That with a maisa of a shota is kayam, even though the shota is not of the same mind, since he appointed me when he was of the same mind, I did it on his behalf. So that midoraisa, what I did, is considered to be valid. That's what it gets only possible, not both on midoraisa. But that's only, let's chazer again. That's, let me rephrase that. That's only true if the person has lost his mind, became a shaitan. A appointed B to do something, and A became a shaitan. So B, at a level of the rice, it can do what has to be done. IA is a shaita. It doesn't make a difference. Why? We pointed out last week the stipler's formulation. A shaita is not a bar das. When his das is required, it's no good midoraisa. But if you only need active das, just something that's not being done in effect on his behalf, automatically, you know, something which intrinsically requires das, only his das, So then it's okay. That's the Yerushalmi with Chalach Shloshim Yom or Lamachar. That's the case we appointed a Shliach, which goes by itself, an autopilot. As long as you know, actually, is that Kohen Ram, it's good, right. That's what we already pointed out. We already spent time upon this. We spoke about this already. Oh. Says disciple, but that's only true. Listen carefully, it's a very beautiful formulation. That's only true if I retain the status of a Shliach. Let's chazer again. A Ben Das made me a Shliach. Now never he lost his Das. I can still on a Darais level function on his behalf. Why? A combination of two factors. One, I'm still a Shliach. And even though we should come also and I should be limited by what he is, his capacity should limit my capacity. Not so with Daraisa. Not so. Since he put me on autopilot, I can go on myself, my own with Daraisa, do whatever has to be done, even though he's never lost his mind in the interim. But you know what? He has to be alive. He has to be alive. With his life, there's hope. If the guy is alive, then the shliach can be labeled as the shliach of the guy who's alive. Either the guy who's alive has never suffered a psychotic episode, and now he's never lost his mind, he's a shaita, but I'm working on his behalf before, I continue to work on his behalf, because his das is not required anymore. Once he appoints him an autopilot. But if he dies, that's worse. Because if he dies, gentlemen, then not only is he dead and he can't express any das, but I can no longer be considered his bimkomo. Shlucho kamosos, if he's alive. The minute he dies, I can no longer be, I lose my title. I lose my title. I'm not considered to be in his stead anymore. I just can't work. Can't do it anymore. Can't do it. That's what he assumes. It's everything. Well, we went to get a Rashi last week. It's only Rashi go on to the Rif. We went through this.
That's
so we're going to get Tzos for that Raya. We'll leave out that Raya. Now hold on a second. You take the Tzos, which who says what? That when the person dies, he can still. According to the disciples, all Mahalak, it's of course understood. Even going to the Ksos mouth, you can say, not as far as the Ksos. The Ksos said, if someone's standing in, he's considered the guy himself, even if the Mishalech dies, he can still keep working. No! Same thing, that's what the Prichodesh meant. That if the guy became a Shaita, the Shliach can still work on his behalf. Still considered a Shliach. But if the guy died, Mamish is not in the world. He's not in the world. How can I be considered his working for him? He's dead. He's not, I can't work for a guy who's dead. I can't be bimkimoso, bimkomo, bachariko, as we saw that expression in our show. Can't. Guy's not alive anymore. Maybe indeed, that's what the Prichodesh holds. I've already told you, the Prichodesh never extended into death. He only applied the case of the shtat. What's the difference? Here's the difference. Because if he's in the shtat, he can still be considered a shliach, but he's dead. You can't. In the same siman here, he quotes the Arsameach, was a kasha on the raya of Marbar of Ashi. This is a tremendous kasha. We mentioned this a little bit before. What's Marbar of Ashi's raya? Look at Marbar of Ashi here, Kof Testament base. I'm a Marbar of Ashi. Right? What did his father say originally? Meis Rishon but Lekulam. He's going to try to prove it's not true. Can't be true. Why can't it be true? Why can't it be true? Why can't it be true? This is what he explains. If the Baal died, it's of course nothing. This is going to prove something about the nature of Shlichus. Right? The fact that the Baal died is nothing. This proves that all the Shluchim are coming from the Baal, and therefore, as long as the Baal is alive, even if the first Shlich is dead, it doesn't make a difference. Frank or Sameach, what are you talking about? You can't prove anything from the fact that if the Baal dies, nothing can happen. That's for a different reason. It's an Ksos's reason. What's the Ksos's reason? What is the Ksos's reason? Once the Baal dies, what disappears? What? What? The marriage. They're not married. It's Pokemon Shuso. They're not married anymore. That's why if the Baal dies, nothing can be done. Who? How can you bring a Raya to Hilchas Shlichus? Please, listen carefully. How can you bring a riot off of shlichus for the fact that the Baal died, nothing can be done? Or this indicates that you're shluchay ha-baal, not shluchay ha-rishon. Forget about it. They can be shluchay ha-rishon, they can be shluchay anyone, they can be shluchay Eliyahu HaNavi. I don't care what shluchim they are. Once the Baal dies, you know why you can't do anything? Because they're not married anymore. Who's ghosts? Who's talking about ghosts? We're talking about the Gemara now. You read the Rambam. Talking about the Gemara. Right. They're still married. Talking about the Gemara though. The Gemara itself, he's died. No, no, he's died. This leads the base mayor to an amazing kiddush. The base mayor in Siman, I mentioned to you a little bit myself before, but it's really, he gives a much fuller explanation. This is the base mayor here in Siman Kuf Chav Aleph Siv Beis, who says, this is called Rav Meir's, believe it or not. Okay, this is a contemporary of Rabbi Kivay, not just I'm a lightweight. It corresponds with Rabbi Kivay. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people lived with Rabbi Kivay, but they didn't have correspondence with him. He's one of the Gedolei Hadar. He says, even if a man dies, he has like this. This is what he has to cash. The man died, so who cares? He died, he died. Ooh, he's dead. What do you care? He's divorced tonight. He's dead. What's the answer last night? What's that? Yibum, excellent. The Onaf community, we might have mentioned Rashi last week on Samach Vav somewhere. He says, if you're dead, it's going up there for Yibum. Says the base mayor, it was an Af Kamina for Yibum. So you don't say Poka Rishuse. Poka Rishuse means that a person died and that is no result of his original ownership or his original control or his original connections. He's dead, finished, over. A man dies and leaves no children, and the wife is prohibited from remarrying, and must in fact either have the yibum chalitza from the brother. This tells us, the base mayor, that really the rishus haval, quote unquote, was not poka, was not poka. The mela was not poka. That explains that the. What's the Gemara's Raya? The Gemara's Raya was, again, the Gemara's Raya was the fact that if Mesa Baal, nothing can happen. Frektor Sameh, nothing can happen. That's for a different reason. Poka Rishuso, says the Mesa Man, no Poka Rishuso. And still nothing can happen. Why? Because once the husband dies, the Shlichus is bottled. This again the Gemara's Pashim Shas against the Ktos. You see clearly that once he dies, the Shlichus is bottle. Comes the stifles one more time. You're right, Beis Meir is correct, but one could still draw a distinction and say, you're right, once he dies, the Shlichus is bottle, but if he's Neshtateh, the Shlichus may not be bottle. This is the refrain here that he keeps saying, makes this distinction. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's right.
What
does the base mayor have to do with the Beis Meir is saying that when the case of Al Gemara, where someone talk about a get and then he dies, what's the difference if the get is valid or not? Who cares? She can remarry anyway. She either remarries as a grusha or an almana. What's the difference? What's the difference? No, well, who cares? Is it not for a Kohen? All right, but other than the Kohen, makes. Yes, you would. I'm sorry.
So, in which case, he's totally rejected the person?
Yeah. Rejected, completely. And as I said to you before, the sniper wants to salvage half. He wants to salvage half. The Ktsos is an extreme position that the Shlichus is still Kayim after the death of the Meshaleach. That's dead. That is not going to accept. One could still accept the Tzos partway and say that the Shlichus is Kayim, and even if the Mishalech became a Shaita. That's his position. Yes, ma'am.
This mayor is sort of saying right now that once the Baal dies, there's no Pachar Rishusay, and he is the one who's sort of being also her on the world until she does even more Chalitza.
That's what he seems to be saying. It's not really the Pashup Shah.
There's a Rashi, against that tradition.
It's one of the Yavans.
It's one
of the Yavans. Yeah, Avada, of course you're right, Kipshuta. I know you're right, but what am I going to do? What do you do with this kasha? As a matter, I think that the stipler even asks that kasha against the base mayor. I think he quotes the base mayor. He base mayor, right? is, yeah, Yavam. He says, you know, oh, he quotes at the bottom, I'm sorry, at the bottom of the basement as we have, he quotes the Hagos of Agoin Rav Baruch Tumim Frankel, of the famous Gedolim. He quotes his base mayor, so he doesn't understand really. Come on. That's ridiculous. True, there's a din of Zika the Yavam. True. Well, Shaykh Klal Omar showed all of Zika's Baal, Shaykh Farmais. Nah. You are Kasha. You become one of the Goliath of Israel, Rav Baruch Tumim Frankel. Tremendous. But on the other hand, what am I going to do? The base mayor's terrorist is the best terrorist of this Kasha. The stipler himself starts to dray our eyes, even if you reject the base mayor, but he says, this is what I'll give you. He calls Rav Baruch Frankel and says, I'm not going to tell you what he says, I don't understand him. I'll tell you, I'm going to quote the stipler. I'm not going to tell you what he says, I don't understand him. All I understand is the base mayor. I understand it. A dolchak against a rational condition, whatever. I understand what he says, I understand the words. The words of the Rav Baruch Frankel, I don't understand, because the stipler doesn't understand it either. And the stipler, who I also don't understand, because he tries to say a varat that even though in fact Ishus is paka, he can still bring a riot of hashlichus. I just don't understand it. If the Ishus is paka, that could be the reason why he can't do anything. So I read it three times. I don't understand what he's saying. So again, the teretz I know best is a Baruch Frankel's teretz. Excuse me, the base Meir's teretz, which I can see as a doichak, but at least I understand the words. Other teretz, I leave to you. You can look it up here in the bottom of the Baruch Frankel's. You can figure it out for me. It's page Ches. This is page Hey in the base mayor. Okay? Oh, you want to look at the stipler? He has on it also. This is Os Gimel and Dalet. Gimel primarily. I don't understand it either. I don't. I'll be honest. What can I do? Can I tell a lie? I don't know what he's driving.
There was a writer that
the Beis Meir is like this. Same kasha the Osa Meir had. How can you bring a raya from the fact that if the husband dies, all the shluchim are bottle, you're going to bring a raya to one dinner without the nechel shlichus? That's the most of it once. The sugi is about shlichus. Frank the Osa Meir, you can't bring any raya about shlichus if the husband's dead. If the husband's dead, you know why? You can't do anything because there's no issues anymore. That's why. I don't understand any terrorism but the Beis Meir. Beis Meir says, even if the husband's dead, the Ishus is still there, it's not Pukka Rishusa. Why? Because it's still Zukuka to the brother-in-law. I may ask that the brother-in-law is not the deceased. So what can I say? I'll peek how bold I can tell you. Look at the Ramban in Parshas Vayesha. A couple of weeks hence. Oh boy, that's scary. Kabbalah. But Yibum, and Shamba, this one and this one. Oh. But I never like to talk Kabbalah, because I don't understand Kabbalah. As little as I understand the Baruch Frankel and the Sabbath, I think Kabbalah understand less. Okay? So I'm not going to tell you, but if you want to, if you know that these kind of Shavuishim, that this guy is the incarnation of that guy, Dugulim, my sister, that's what he talks about over there, so then maybe you can understand this base mayor. Well, he was a shtickler, I think it was he wasn't talking this dirt, but I'll be negative saying against your Rashi. The Zika is not only the brother, it's also the brother because the first brother was around. Somehow a combination. I don't have better words than that, but at least I understand what I'm saying to the extent that I'm saying. And I don't. But these I just can't grasp. Now, in the remaining 5 minutes, I want to just give you a mini course. It's fascinating. If you have time for this, it's a joyride through Shas and Poskim. And the stipler, and the last part of this thing, Sipkot and Dalet through Yud, a joyride. He goes through Shas, and Yishin Poskim, because the main thing is the Yosemeh. He got a joyride, he can get the Yosemeh today. Perik Bein's little scary. He takes in most of the joyride himself. The stipler not to be outdone. Add a few points to the joyride. What taka is Shlichus? Shivish Torah. What is Shlichus? Is Shlichus that once I appoint him, he's an autopilot? I'm out of the picture. He's totally on his own. Or no. He's my shliach. He's doing it on my behalf. We said in Afghanistan, if the guy became a shaykh, there's the rice of Rabbanan. That's our particular nafkamina, right? But let's put that to the side. Let's go for a joyride through Shas and see what other nafkaminas might be. So I'm going to tell you in the 4 minutes, I'll give you two nafkaminas. The rest you can look yourself in these joyrides. One potential nafkamina is as follows. There's a din, the kiddushin, that you have to write a shtar kiddushin, midas or isha. In other words, the husband writes a shtar kiddushin, he has to write it with the consent of the woman. I'm a fursha din, called paskal na'aloch. Here's an interesting shayla. Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. Let's say the woman makes a shliach. A shliach, a shliach lekabbalah for the kiddushin. And instead of giving a ring, which he's expecting, you know, he said, yeah, I'm strapped for cash. I'll be married with a shtar kiddushin. Okay, says that. Okay, the woman said, I can accept kiddushin. She didn't make a case of a shtar anyway, fine. So he said, I'm telling you, I'm writing this piece of paper with your das. The woman knows nothing about it. Is that good or no good? The Machlokas goes Rambam and the Ramban. Says the Rosh Hashanah. I think it's ready from the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says, who's not going to be who's? So it's the mayor's nafkamina, or is it his? Give me a second, how come I can't find it? Such a big body of information right now, I can't even find it. I'm sure it's here, but I just right now don't see it. So I'm not sure if it's Kilis Yaakov's Nafkamina, or is it the Orsomeach's. So whoever says it says that Nafkamina over here, this is what they're fighting about. If you say the Shliach takes over, he's a full Baladover, then what? Then what? You can write the Shtar Kiddushin. Midas HaShliach. Midas HaShliach. Here it is, I found it. This is his own. Looks like it's his own. I don't know if it's Orsomech. This is his own ride. No, take it back. Orsomech. It's Orsomech. Orsomech wins this ride. That if the whole that you need the das of the Isha herself, so the Shliach is not the Baal Dov. He's just working on behalf of the Isha. So yeah, you know, das right, the Shtar Kiddushin. But if the Shliach takes over, the full Bala Maisa, so his das is enough. Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, much closer to home. Much closer to home. You have to have it, we'll get to it later, Dafkof. The get must be written on a piece of paper which belongs to the Baal. Has to belong to him. Has to belong to him, as a din, has the Shtar to belong to the Makna, and the Baal is the Makna. What happens if the payment belongs to the shliach of the Baal? Is that good or no good? Rama says it's no good. And the Kri Chodesh says that it is good. What are they fighting about? Is there also Meach? Oh, this is the fight. According to the Kri Chodesh, the person, the shliach, is considered the Baal HaMaisa Mamash. And according to the Rama, not. Same thing with respect to the Shtar Kiddushin. According to the Rambam, that's enough that the Das HaShliach becomes the Baal HaMaisa. According to the Ravid, or the Ramban rather, not. So although the stifler protests and says, you're not sure whether this has anything to do with Al Machlokas over here, but so far these two, and I'll end with this, would work out well as Shitasos. Because the Prichodesh and the Rambam are precisely the players who say, this is so, at least discounted somewhat. That even though the Baal of Neshtata on the level of Doraisa, you can write the get. That's the Rambam said, and that's the Pri Chodesh defense. So they have this opinion. That's what they hold respectively, the Rambam and the Pri Chodesh. That's sufficient that the Shtar written midas Shliach HaIsha, and it's sufficient that the payment belongs to the Shliach HaBaal. Idach Perusha is the Gemara. There's plenty more interesting Tlias over here, but just, we have to cut it short somewhere. So Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll start a whole new union. Besada de Shmai. You got a bomb in here? Oh, it's just the cop. You have your assistant cop.